off, Sean, would you give the invocation, please?
Please bow your hands with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many blessings you have bestowed on this community, and we pray tonight for your guidance, that our decisions will always be for the greater good of our community.
Please join me in the prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Number one on the agenda is approval of the agenda. Someone make the motion. Second, no further discussion, call for the vote.
Yes, Brian, I first.
Mr. Walter, I.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores. Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Forrest.
Yes.
Number two, consider approval of resolution number 2022-14, a resolution making certain budgetary adjustments to the 2021-22 fiscal year budget. Ms. Salcido.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I will be reviewing the third quarter budget adjustments for fiscal year 22. In the general fund, there is a request from the cemetery department to increase revenue and capital by $15,000. Private donations will be used for cement work at the Honor Guard Cemetery. In the general fund, there is a request from the library department to increase revenue and operating by $500 for a Tools in Action micro grant that the library received to purchase materials and supplies. In the lodger's tax promotional fund, there is a request to increase operating costs by $13,000. For the United Way Cinco de Mayo Golf Tournament advertising campaign. In the Lodger's Tax Promotional Fund, there is a request to increase operating costs by $30,000 for Julie Chester for the city social media campaign. And the last one, in the Lodger's Tax Promotional Fund, there is a request to increase operating costs by $3,500 for KENWFM event promotion. This concludes the third quarter budget adjustments.
Questions or comments for Ms. Salcido?
Yes, sir. I move to approve.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
Second. No further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Neumeyer.
Yes.
Mr. Walter.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Forrest.
Yes.
Number three, consider approval of resolution number 2022-15, a resolution for the acceptance and approval of the independent auditor's report for the year ending June 30th, 2021. Ms. Salcido.
Thank you, Mayor and Council members. Every year, the City of Carlsbad is required to complete a financial audit. The City's June 30th, 2021 financial statements, notes to the financial statements, and the independent auditor's report were submitted timely to the state auditor. On the phone with us today is Farley Venner. He's the president and managing shareholder of Hinkle Landers, and he will provide you with more details about the audit.
Farley?
Good evening to all the mayor and all council members. This is Farley of Hinkle Landers up here to present the public presentation of the 2020 audit results, and I can go ahead and get started. So I think you have a copy of that PowerPoint, and so page one, what I started with, and then moving on to page two, just explains the scope of the work we perform as auditors. We give two opinions. We have a financial statement audit and give an opinion on whether the financials are materially correct, but the internal controls and some compliance testing that's required by the state auditor's office. Then we also do a single audit identified as a federal ward audit, where we test the city's compliance with those the spending of those federal dollars and the compliance and the internal controls over those. They have internal controls. that is the highest level of opinion you can give us. I would say the clean opinion, and that's the highest level. Finding-wise, we report any findings related to the internal control over financial reporting, and there was none in that area. So we have material weaknesses, significant efficiency, or non-compliance. So you see none in all those areas. And then for the federal board, the single audit, the opinion you gave was unmodified, clean opinion again, and no findings related to the spending the federal dollars. We call it a major program, and we take one or more that we have to test under these rules. And so we pick the DOT Airport Improvement Program grant, where that had, I think, the largest amount of federal dollars that was spent this year. And then that last item says ODOT qualifies as low risk ODOT. And normally you would be qualified as low risk ODOT, but because you don't have the federal audits every year, then you're not in that low risk ODOT category. Since it's kind of a, it's just not an annual thing for you. That's why that's a no. Moving on to page 5, findings. We have a schedule here. It really shows that you have no findings. We explain the type of findings you can have, but no findings to report. Moving on to page 6, we start out with some financial trends. So we have, that's 10 years, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, just confirming 10 years of trends, and we just see how the city's balance sheet looks. So 2021, year end there, June 30th, it was a little bit under $400 million, and then the equity sits at $224 million. And keep in mind, this has the unfunded pension and retiree health care liabilities in there. So it's full accrual, things that you don't usually put on your books on a monthly basis. Moving on to page 7, a little bit of detail of the assets over time. You can see the trends over the 10 years. No surprise that capital assets is the biggest asset for the city, and the cash balance at $86 million. And those are the significant ones. There's some items there, deferred outflows, that's related to the pensions, and that's the contributions, and then they just have a little bit different name there, but those are related to contributions and things to para, related to para. Moving on to page 8, the liability side. So identifying the pension liability, those numbers are fairly large. You're participating in the state program, so $83 million, and that number jumped up for most entities participating in PARA. I would say all of them that I've seen. And the next largest liability is the bonds and notes that the city holds at $38 million, so that number actually trended down. The OPEB, or the retiree health care liability, at $26 million, so another increase from prior year. Those are your most significant liabilities to report here. Moving on to page 9, just looking at the capital assets over time, and we compare them to the debt that finances, or partially finances, the capital assets. So you can see the capital assets have trended up, and the debt, just depending on the year, has in general trended up, but last year was paid down a bit. And then you see your depreciation, how much is expensed each year over the estimated life of each asset. Moving on to page 10, the equity. And equity is broken into categories. So you have the investment in capital assets, so whatever has not been debt financed is sitting here in capital assets. And then you have other money that are restricted for different purposes, the special revenue fund or the state mandated amount of money for reserves.
first is, report shows we did not have a single audit finding. Did you have any recommendations?
We talked about some details during the, what we call it, an exit conference before we took in the audit to the state officer's office where they review the report before you leave. But we don't have any specific recommendations here to report.
Next question. Did you find that the accounts and financials are being reconciled timely?
Yeah. So certain areas where we test the bank reconciliations, investment statements, and so forth, and we look at those, and we look at the timeliness of reconciliations.
Okay. Last question. How do you feel the overall health of the city of Carlsbad is compared to other city governments you audit?
That's an interesting question. I think there's a lot that you could discuss that. But overall, when I looked at page 6 of this presentation, we looked at the balance sheet, and we see a very strong equity position or net position at $224 million. And I would say that the city is very blessed with its financials overall.
Compared to other cities, how are we? What would you say?
I'd say for cities in New Mexico, I'd say you're one of the stronger cities. Doing Hobbs, I'm very strong, but we work with Hobbs as well.
Thank you so much.
Okay, further questions, Commissioner Benigni? Ms. Salcedo, did you have anything else related to this?
No.
Thank you, Mr. Benigni. Appreciate it.
Mayor, I'd like to say I'm very proud of this audit, and I'm very proud of our financial department. I'd like to commend Ms. Acido and her staff. And this is a short report, but it's a year's worth of work. And I like where we're sitting. We all understand that our income is not what it once was, and we're going to be low. So we are standing strong, but we're standing in. So with that, I move for approval.
Have a motion?
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Niemeyer.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Number 4, City of Carlsbad Financials, February 2022. Ms. Salcedo.
Thank you again, Mayor, Council members. I'm sure you've had an opportunity to review the financials that are provided in your agenda packet. Therefore, I will provide you only a brief summary of the city's cash position as of February 2022, the 8th accounting period for FY22. The city had a beginning fiscal year cash balance of $95.9 million and an ending cash balance of $97.7 million. The city's revenues of $72.4 million are $1.8 million favorable to the $70.6 million budget and 1% above target. The city's labor costs of $35 million are $1.4 million favorable to the $36.4 million budget and 2% below target. The city's operating costs of $29.2 million are $1.8 million favorable to the $31 million budget and 4% below target. The city's capital costs of $6.7 million are $22.5 million favorable to the $29.2 million budget and 52% below target. Overall, from the previous fiscal year, there's been an increase of $1.8 million in the cash balance. This will conclude my summary unless there are any questions.
Questions or comments from Ms. Salcedo? Thank you, Ms. Salcedo.
Thank you.
That moves us to number 5, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item, upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. And I would ask Mr. Britt to briefly discuss C1 and Mr. Waters to briefly discuss D1. Mr. Britt. Mayor Janeway, and members of the council. Phase three of the Kevin Theater project has been completed, and our design and development is ready for phase four. Funding is in place from non-promotional lodgers tax, and we're requesting that we go out to bid and move on with this project. Question or comment, Commissioner Hare?
I have a question, just like we had, what, a year ago or so. We're in phase four. How many more phases do you think, Ken?
That's a really good question. Believe it or not, it's related to funding. So this project, we thought phase four might include what phase five is gonna be, but because of available funding, we're in phase four.
Thank you.
Further questions?
Thank you, Mr. Britt.
Thank you.
Commissioner Love? Mayor, members of the council, G1 is a set the date for the naming of softball field five at the sports complex in honor of Larry Giralde. They're meeting on February 9th, 2022. The sports complex committee made a recommendation to the governing body to name that field after. Just briefly, Mr. Giralde was a longtime coach, over 30 years, coached boys baseball, girls softball. He was a big part of the youth programs in our community for many, many years. Great man, I had the privilege of seeing him work with you. Anytime he does an outstanding job, so that will become before the governing body on May 24th.
Thank you. Questions, comments from the council?
Make a motion for approval.
I'm in motion, thank you. Second, no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Meyer?
Yes.
Mr. Wolterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores? Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
All items under routine and regular business have passed. Number six, consider approval of temporary use application to allow for mobile home sales vending on city property in the area commonly known as the Carlsbad Beach parking lot, a wagon wheel food service applicant, Sharon Morales, owner. Mr. Patterson?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request for the wagon wheel food service to locate at the beach parking lot for mobile sales. Wagon wheel food service currently operates at 3105 National Parks Highway. The applicant has obtained the city of Carlsbad business registration and is currently in good standing. She requests to operate during the summer weekend, Saturday and Sunday, from May 1st through August 8th, 2022. At the beach area, if you'll look in your packet, the applicant provided a map where she marked spot one and spot two. That is her preference order. She would like to set up in spot one if she could. She offered spot two if the council didn't like spot one. One of the two spots is what she's looking for. The planning department would recommend approval of this request with the following conditions. The applicant shall not disturb the peace with a loudspeaker, megaphone, bell, music, or other disruptive noise. The applicant shall limit vending from 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. and vacate the area overnight. Approval of this request will grant permission to the applicant to vend roasted corn on city-owned property in the area along the north boundary of the Carlsbad Beach parking lot from May 1st, 2022 to August 8th. The applicant plans to vend only on Saturdays and Sundays, and they'll need to provide a surety bond to my department. I'll stand for any questions.
Comments, Commissioner Patterson?
If I may, just my standard request that they monitor very closely their trash and debris so that we don't have a big mess out of their paper.
Yes, sir.
Mayor, I have a question.
Counselor?
I know, Jack, in previous ones we approved, I know they're supposed to stick to the locations that we approved. I've seen in different locations where they're high traffic areas, sort of by the river, by the beach. Is there any way we can enforce that?
Yes, there is. They're supposed to stay, like you say, in the spots they indicate in their application, unless they are affiliated with an event. In that case, they can move to be part of an event. But if they want to move their regular location that's approved by council, then they need to come to my department and share that information. That might be something we bring back to the governing body for approval. Yes, just, we can't enforce that.
Thank you.
Further questions?
Thanks, Mr. Patterson.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
So spot one or spot two, which one are we approving?
It's how you want to decide to do it. You can approve both spots. You can specify one particular spot. So yeah, that would be, you know, if someone wanted to motion to approve both one or the other.
What is your recommendation?
I would say pick spot two. Spot one is like Councilman Chavez pointed out, it's in a high traffic area. I think could probably interfere with normal traffic flow through that area. So I would recommend spot two. Up to whatever you guys feel.
Mayor, I'd make a motion for approval and grant spot two as recommended.
Do you have a motion?
I'll second.
And a second, no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Neimeyer.
Yes.
Mr. Walter Schreiber.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores. Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Forrest.
Yes.
Number seven, consider approval of temporary use application to allow vendors to place RVs at Country Club Buildings during a gun show scheduled for April 22nd through the 24th, 2022. Applicant Steve Porter.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request to allow a vendor to place RVs at the Bakers River Village during a gun show scheduled for April 22nd through the 24th of this year. This is a request that has been brought before council before. It's the same applicant, Mr. Porter, would like to place RVs in the parking lot of the PRV. I think that a map has been provided in your packet that shows where he would like to place those RVs. This would be only for the duration of that gun show, so the 22nd through the 24th, Friday through Sunday. Planning staff would recommend approval of this request with the following conditions. The applicant shall not disturb the peace with a loudspeaker, megaphone, bell, music, or other disruptive noise. The RV shall remain self-contained and will refrain from looking into any utilities, and any RVs shall be removed by the end of the event on April 24th, 2022. A temporary use permit will be required prior to placement of the RV, something from my department. And approval of this request will grant permission to the applicant to place five RVs at the Baker River Village within the West Gravel parking lot from Friday, April 22nd, 2022 to Sunday, April 24th, 2022, provided a business license is issued and temporary use permit is obtained as required.
Questions or comments from Mr. Patterson, Councilor?
Mayor, just real quick. Jeff, were they pretty good last year? Was it last year?
To my knowledge, I don't think we had any complaints from staff that maintains that area.
Okay.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Patterson.
I'd like to make a motion for approval.
Yeah, a motion for approval.
Second.
No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Neimeyer?
Yes.
Mr. Walter Schreiber?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores? Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Number eight, consider approval of a request from Crossback Main Street to serve alcohol, beer and wine on city streets during Cavern Fest. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you again, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request to allow Crossback Main Street to serve alcohol, beer and wine on city streets during Cavern Fest 2022. Crossbed Main Street wishes to host Cavern Fest on June 10th and 11th, 2022. The event will be from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Friday, June 10th, and from 10 a.m. to 12 a.m. on Saturday, June 11th, 2022 in the downtown area. As part of this event, Main Street wishes to have alcohol service, beer and wine, from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Friday evening. Main Street will have a licensed alcohol server, Milton's Brewing, set up a beer garden location along Mermont Street, just west of Canyon Street. In addition to Friday evening, Main Street wishes to have alcohol service, beer, wine, and spirits from 12 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday. There will be two separate beer gardens, one hosted by Milton's Brewery and the other by Lucy's Mexicali Restaurant. Both will operate side by side, but independently of each other. If you'll see the map in your packet, it outlines the two areas. Each beer garden will be cordoned off from the rest of the festival and will have one controlled entrance for festival goers. Entrance to the beer garden will only be available to those 21 years or older, and entrants must produce a valid ID as proof of age. All approved entrants will be given a bracelet to wear, and this bracelet will be a requirement to purchase beer or wine within the beer garden. All designated drivers that enter the beer garden will be given a separate bracelet as identification. No alcohol will be allowed to be taken out of the beer garden or transferred between the two areas. Each alcohol server has hired their own security for the event. City staff and planning staff recommend approval of this request with the following requirements. The alcohol service shall obtain all required licenses and permits. Main Street and the alcohol service comply with all laws, rules, regulations, requirements, and restrictions for service at the location, included but not limited to fencing of service area, carding of customers, and providing appropriate security. Both Main Street and the alcohol service shall name the city of Carlsbad as an additional insured under general liability insurance and liquor server insurance in the amount to be approved by the city administrator.
Question from Mr. Patterson. Thank you, Mr. Patterson. I want to mention that we have the executive director of Main Street here. Do you have anything more to add to that?
I don't put it for questions.
Mayor, I move for approval.
We have a motion to approve. And a second. No further discussion. All in favor?
Ms. Niemeyer.
Yes.
Mr. Waltersheim.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores. Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Flores.
Yes.
Number 9, consider approval of ordinance number 22-04. 2022-04, an ordinance annexing a portion of land containing plus or minus 80 acres, more or less, contiguous to the city of Carlsbad, located to the south of Hidalgo Road, Africa, Jim Houston. A, public hearing, and B, approval of the ordinance. We will now convene as a public hearing. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you again, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a petition for annexation of approximately 80 acres to the south of Hidalgo Road, legally described as the south half of the southeast quarter of Section 27, Township 22 South, Range 26 East. A map has been provided in your packet showing the piece of property in question. It is contiguous with the current city boundary on the east side. It's just south of Hidalgo Road and is adjacent to the route that the west bypass will be constructed in the future. This item was taken to the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting at the March 7th meeting, and the commission considered this item and recommended approval of this request with a vote of 3 in favor of approval, none against, and 2 absent. And I'll stand for any questions you have regarding this petition.
Question or comment from Rick Patterson? Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Do we have anyone that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we'll now reconvene as the city council to consider the ordinance.
May I make a motion for approval?
We have a motion to approve it. In a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Niemeyer?
Yes.
Mr. Waltersheim?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Number 10, consider approval of ordinance number 2022-05, an ordinance implying I industrial district zoning to an approximately 80-acre property located to the south of Hidalgo Road, Africa, Jimmy Houston. A, public hearing, and B, approval of the ordinance. And again, Mr. Patterson. We will now convene as a public hearing. Now, Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. These annexation petitions happen in two parts on the side of the city. One is to approve the annexation action. The other is to apply appropriate zoning to the subject property. It is the property that appeared in the previous item, legally described as the south half of the southeast quarter of Section 27, Township 22 South, Range 26 East. If you'll refer to your map provided in your packet, you'll see that the surrounding properties that are in the city limits are zoned rural residential. The applicant is requesting I industrial zoning for this piece of property that's being annexed. His reasoning is the thought that once the West Bypass is completed, commercial and industrial traffic will be routed through that bypass. It makes it this property a prime opportunity to start an industrial type subdivision. The applicant could answer what type of business, although he's indicated oil and gas, something related, something of that nature. As such, the planning staff would recommend approval of this request. This item appeared before the Planning and Zoning Commission at the March 7th, 2022 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. That board considered this item and recommended approval with a vote of 3 in favor of approval, none against, and 2 absent.
Question for Mr. Patterson? Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Do we have anyone in the audience that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we'll now reconvene as the City Council to consider the ordinance.
May I make a motion for approval?
Motion to approve. Second. No further discussion. Call the vote.
Ms. Neimeyer?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores? Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Mr. Pearson, you're approved.
We thank you.
Number 11, consider approval of resolution number 2022-16, a resolution authorized filing of an application to the New Mexico Tourism Department for the FY23 New Mexico Clean and Beautiful Grant. Mr. Cass?
Members, tonight staff request permission to apply for the annual New Mexico Tourism Clean and Beautiful Grant that we do every year. This year's request is for $25,000. It requires a 25% match by the City of Carlsbad, which is $6,250, bringing the total request for $31,250. This helps our community in many ways keep it clean and beautiful. Mary Glauber does a great job with this money. Now, stand for any questions.
Question for Mr. Cass. Like Mr. Cass was saying, we also have Mary Glauber here. Do you have anything you want to add to that?
I would like to say thank you for all the support. I'm coming up on my 7th year of doing this program. We had a really successful River Blitz on March 5th, and we had a few counselors come out for that. We had 384 people that came out and participated. We ran out of gloves and bags. I think people are ready to get out and get moving again with events. And I think that it really proved it. This year, I'm just kind of going back to what works for Carlsbad with the litter cleanups and just getting back into the motion and kind of see where we are. Hopefully, this is post-COVID, so we're going to get back into what works for Carlsbad and just going to get into those litter cleanups again.
Thank you. Did you have something?
Mayor, if I could, Mary has done such a good job for the City of Carlsbad, and I really appreciate what she does and the goodness that she puts to it. I don't know if so many other people could do the kind of job she does. That's just what I think. I applaud what you do, Mary. So
I appreciate
thank
that.
You so much, and I don't begin to more to clean up.
Well, I appreciate that you come out to them. It's good to see you when you're there.
Further questions or comments? Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Pass. Thank you.
Say that one.
I'll second.
No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Neimeyer?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Number 12, consider approval of resolution number 2022-17, a resolution requiring the removal of Wheaton Bridge at 1211 West Thomas Street, owner Lester Magna McMillan.
Thank you, Mayor and members of the council. This property is located at
near the intersection of West Thomas and Pierce. This is residential property, and according to the assessor's office, the owner is Lester McNutt, who owns or has an interest in the property, and whose address, according to the county, is the same address, 1211 West Thomas. The property has a residence, which is vacant and has not been maintained. Code enforcement has been to the property. This property has been a problem since January 11th, 2022. There are tall, dead grass, weeds, and debris throughout the parcel. The property has been inspected by code enforcement officers and the fire marshal, who found that it remains out of compliance with all of the applicable codes. And the weeds remain on the property, including as of the updated photographs that came to change. Just before the meeting started, that were taken yesterday. This property presents an extreme fire hazard for responding firefighters and emergency personnel, especially now with winds and the dry conditions. A resolution has been prepared, which is in your packet, which if approved, would require the property owner to remove the weed and debris from the property within 30 days of service. My office caused a letter to be mailed by certified mail to the address for Mr. McNutt on March the 25th, informing him of this meeting, but we have had no response.
And questions, comments from Ms. Boyer?
Yes, sir. Is the man, is he alive? Do you know if he's...
We haven't found any obituaries. Something we typically do.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like a really nice house.
Further questions? Move for approval. We have a motion to approve.
Second.
Any further discussion? Call for the vote. Ms. Niemeyer.
Yes.
Mr. Walter Scheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores. Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Moves us to number 13, Council Committee Report. The ECA update.
Yes, Mayor. Of course, our conference is May 4th and 5th. Roughly, I've got around 70 people signed up, coming from all over the country, from the East Coast to the West Coast. We have some high-level officials coming down from the DOE complex in Washington, D.C. to come and speak, make some presentation. They're excited to come down and also see the website as well. Also, we have a Congresswoman in Ben Harrell. She's going to speak at the conference as well. So we're pretty excited to get all this together and see the community come together and back this conference up.
Good. Sounds good.
Further update from the council?
Mayor, the budget committee had a meeting last week for that outside agency. We're moving forward with our preparing the city's budget for presentation to the council as a whole. Once again, I'd like to commend Ms. Sucedo and our staff for their diligent work and their progress forward.
Completely agree.
Council,
do you have anything?
No, sir.
One reminder, if I may, we need to sign off on the agenda that we approved today before we leave.
No further discussion from the council. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? Yes. Would you come forward and state your name for the record, please?
Hello, my name is Kevin Harris, and this is in regards to World Ranking Complex. I've got photos that I would like to share with the council, if that's okay.
That'd be great.
I'll start with you, Mayor.
Yes. your position now?
I'm the IT director. I started out back in, probably been about 10 or more years ago, whenever Mayor Bob Forrest was there. Councilman Waters, she was on the committee. And I came up with the idea for a contract for Little Merchant Complex. Get it, you know, I mean, it took me 2 years to get rid of gravel, gophers, and ground squirrels, I'll tell you that. I got the fences moved back. The state gave us $195,000 for that complex. My crew, we put the lap sign on top of the building. And for softball, my name's Hans Anonymous. Always, you know, I mean, that's just how it is. I have a heart for the complex, I don't know why, but I think it's just, I hate to see it being wasted right there.
Hey, Mr. Ford, can you address the problem with us?
Absolutely, Mayor, I'm gonna briefly look at that picture real quick. As Mr. Harris indicated, it's been always a chore out there with gophers and stuff. I actually met with the contractor today to talk about the performance of that facility. And I got a complaint on gophers last week, and I actually met with him today in my office to address some of these concerns that the public is having at that facility. And he assured me that he would work on it.
Just, you know, it'd be the same place. I hate to see y'all get sued or something. And he's getting supposedly paid to do, you know what I mean? That was my only concern. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Here's your photos.
Thank you, Mr. Harris.
Anything further from the council? If not, then move to number 14, and that's adjourned, and I'll call on the council Lisa and Ali George. No further discussion, call to vote.
Ms. Neimeyer?
Yes.
Mr. Walter Scheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
We're adjourned.